Do you give to charity? Are you concerned about equality and human rights? What's more important, civil liberties or the environment? If you want to explore these questions, tune into The Sector, the radio show podcast that explores the world of nonprofits, fundraising, and activism. Join us for interviews with industry insiders as we discuss and debate social justice, civil liberties, and more. The Sector, Fridays at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
That's right. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. Good afternoon. This program is called The Burrow. I am your host. My name is Andy Resto, and I am hoping to have some guests very soon in the studio. A little bit of a preview of who will be in. It's a band from Vancouver. They're known as Cosmetics.
Desires I can't keep your love. Desires I can't keep your love.
Cosmetics came out with an EP or tape that is now on Bandcamp called Olympia Plus. It is fantastic. Came out earlier this year. They also played here in Vancouver just last Friday night at Red Gate. It's a terrific show. Very foggy by the time they got on. It was quite fascinating. And I am expecting them to come by the studio within the hours. We will hear from them later. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. For now, I'm going to move on and play a couple things that I had lined up. Just found out about this band called White Suns. They are from Boston, I believe. Very noisy, frantic group. They just came out with an album called Totem, which I've thus far enjoyed. So I'm going to play a song called Priest in the Laboratory off of Totem by White Suns. And here's to listening to CITR 101.9. Stay tuned for Cosmetics later in the show.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, so you are still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. That was local band Weed with the opening track Heal off of their album Deserve. They're going to be playing at Antisocial Skate Shop this Thursday with Naomi Punk. So make sure to make it out to that. Of course, an all-ages show. But without further ado, I am now joined in studio by The Cosmetics. How are you guys doing?
Yo. Hey, good.
Good.
Good. Sorry we're a little late.
That's all right. That's great. So you guys just want to introduce yourself, maybe, you know, talk about, you guys were in town on Friday and played a great show at Redgate.
That's it. Yeah, it was fun. I'm Nick. Yeah.
I'm Asia.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're Cosmetics. Yeah. We played at Redgate on Friday night and it was awesome. We don't play Vancouver too often. So like that was our show for the next few months at least. Yeah. But yeah, it was great. We played with our new favorite band. Right, Asia?
Yeah.
Sex Eye. She's getting out bag.
I got the tote bag.
Yeah.
Sex Eye Makeup.
Yes, yeah, Sex Eye Makeup. They're the best. They're the best new band in Vancouver. That was their very first show.
As Lux likes to call it, depresso pop.
Yeah, that's what they describe themselves as. And it was their first show, and they had tote bags, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, they're already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, I was asking guys earlier, it was really, I didn't want to talk too much about the show, but just briefly mention it struck me. The use of the smoke machine was fantastic by you guys. It was the entire room was white with smoke. And I'd only seen that done once before. And it wasn't, it was more of a production. It was the Pixies were in town and their reunion tour, they did that. So I was very impressed.
Well, that's what you got to do. That's what,
it's our jam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, I feel like the modern use of the smoke machine has been influenced by the Weird Records night that happened for like 10 years in New York, which just ended about a year ago. But they, we played there a couple times, and they're famous for, it was a pretty small bar. It was like in a basement, low ceiling, but they had like three or four smoke machines blasting full blast from like
the entire show.
From like 9 p.m. until like 3 a.m. And it's like you would have to kind of feel the walls to make it to the washroom, and you'd have to have like a flashlight between songs to like change the settings on your instrument and stuff. So,
but at the same time, we're like, this is the best.
Yeah, ever. It's awesome. It's great too. If it's like, no matter how many people are at the show, it can feel like a small room filled with people.
Yeah,
even if there's only three people in the audience. So,
yeah, it's, I found kind of funny is, you know, at that point it's like 2:30 a.m. A lot of people are going to be intoxicated.
Yeah.
And just all of a sudden, it just hits them that the room is all of a sudden completely white and they don't know where they're going. It's great.
It's weird that like not everyone does that or does something. It's like, especially if there's a show with like a million bands playing. And there were five bands playing, which is quite a lot. Yeah, but even just in general, any other show, it's like the bands, I like it when every band does a little something to make it seem different. Because when you see like four or five bands in a row, exact same lighting, exact same everything. I don't know. You got to do something.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Make it an event.
Yeah, especially you guys are like finishing. People are tired. It just made people stick around when you're doing that.
Gets people out of their shells too. Especially in Vancouver. No one's ever gonna dance. There were a couple people that are like, all right, I can get into this.
Yeah,
sure.
It's apathetic at times, but all right. So you brought some music with you guys.
Yeah, we were at tons of records. We brought a big stack of 7-inches. Most of them we bought while we were on tour, but haven't had a chance to listen to because our record player refuses to play at 45 RPMs. Some like old record player. So we brought in all the 45s that we got this year that we really want to listen to. So,
nice. All right. Hey, if you got any lined up, you can go ahead and start.
Yeah, I've got
started.
Alan Vega, Jukebox Babe. Vega from Suicide. This is like his first a single from his first solo album. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. And we listen to it a lot in the car when we're driving. And this is a single from that record.
So. Awesome. Great. So we're going to hear some Alan Vega right after this on CITR 101.9 FM, joined by Cosmetics.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds.
Came from nowhere to St. Francis Street. Jukebox baby, I played a new beat. Cadillac came, watch for the heat. Jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby. Says my name. Jukebox baby, you're playing a strange game. Fly jumper player, looking for fame. Jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby. Oh, jukebox baby, you're playing Johnny Red. Oh, hot shot gambler, looking for play. Oh, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby, jukebox baby.
Glances fade.
another man. She lays him down, down. Behind the smoke and screams of Lola, is the private eye. She well discusses her lingering actions. No one suspected at the Chinese. Killed all those who did her wrong. Her soul is blazing in plastic ring. No one suspected.
Alrighty. So, you are still tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Mondays, 3 to 4 p.m. And it is a special episode today. I have two co-hosts, Nick and Asia of Cosmetics. And hey, they have been the ones spinning those last couple of tunes for you. So, you guys want to talk a little bit about those, what we heard?
All the hits.
Yeah. Only hits. Only the hits here.
That was Charisma, who's probably one of our favorite bands. They're an Italian band. I'd say from the 70s, although they're still going to this day. But their best records are from the 70s. And that song's called Lola. And is the B-side of their hit, Black Silk Stockings. Or maybe Black Silk Stockings was the B-side. But I don't know. Anyway,
that's the one everyone's been listening to.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome Italian band. Kind of, they're a husband and wife, and they started as like a disco band, and then I think they decided to try and become a punk band.
It's kind of like weirdo disco.
Yeah. It's like they were, I don't know what they were trying to do, but it was amazing. Yeah. Look up some YouTube videos of Charisma and see their really weird Italian television appearances where they have like S&M dancers like dancing around them, like cracking whips, and like it's the weirdest television appearances I've ever seen in my life. So look that stuff up.
That sounds great. I mean, it's a good cover. And it's Charisma with no A, for those of you who are not aware.
It's an amalgamation of their names, which is like Christina and I forget the guy's name, but I think it's Maurizio or something.
It's kind of like a kids will do that, like a group of friends will combine names. I feel that's not insulting, but that's a kind of a childish thing to do, to come up with a name.
Well, it's when you're trying to find a band name, it's one of the obvious roads to go down. Like if it's only a couple people, I feel like there's quite a lot of bands who do that. Yeah, it's Charisma, C-H-R-I-S-M-A, and then they changed it to start with a K sometime in the 80s. Anyway, point being, awesome. Look it up, it's awesome. Yeah.
I'm gonna just do a quick divergence. Talked about band names. Where did Cosmetics come from? Is there a strange story behind this, or is it just boring? Is it just you just came up with it?
there is a story. First, we were called Softness because that was our favorite song. I don't have that 7-inch because it's insanely expensive 7-inch. But there's a 7-inch that came out. It's like 1980 or something on Throbbing Gristle's record label, by a singer named Dorothy, and it was called Softness. It was just like a great pop single. I thought that would be a great name. It would be great to start a really tough band and have a really wimpy name. Like, that would be cool. But then we started the band, and we weren't a very tough band. We were actually kind of a wimpy band.
The opposite.
So, like, a wimpy band with a wimpy name, there's no dynamics in that. So we were like, all right, we have to change it. And then we didn't know for a while. And then Asia gave me this book on this famous like British department store from the 60s called Biba, who the thing with that store is they had like really crazy design. The store was just like amazingly designed. And so there's like a book that came out just of photos, and they had an advertisement of Biba, and it just had a picture of someone's face, and it just said cosmetics, and that's all it said. And I was like, oh, that looks like a record cover. That looks like a great band. That should be our band name. And there were a couple other previous cosmetics, but they were like relatively obscure and in different like genres of music. Those, we were at someone's house and we were on tour, and they had a cosmetics 12-inch from like 1980 something.
That one we like just found out about. That one was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good record.
But the other ones we knew of were like,
there was like a power pop band.
Yeah, from like Mexico. And, like, I don't know, there's another one.
Well, there was there's
a good chance you won't get mixed up.
Yeah.
No, and we have the little blue check mark on Facebook, so all the other cosmetics can suck it. So we're official.
Right. Official on Facebook.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's the story. Sorry if that was a long answer.
No, that's all right. That's good. So what do we have next?
Okay, we have this record that it was a reissue, but most of the stuff didn't actually come out at the time. So this is the first time it was released. It's a record that came out on Captured Tracks, who released our records. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing the band name right, but it's Sada Bonaire. Is that how you would pronounce it?
I suppose so.
Yeah. It's S-A-A-D-A Bonaire. It's awesome. They released like one really good like 12-inch in the early 80s, like weirdo dance 12-inch, and got this huge budget from a major label to release an album, and they worked on it for a long time, and then it kind of got scrapped, and then Captured Tracks collected it all on two albums, did like a two LP set. And it's awesome. It's our favorite record of the summer. We listened to it all summer.
Cool.
Yeah. Alrighty. And the song's called Your Touch.
Your Touch. All right. So we are going to hear some Sada Bonaire. Yeah, that's what I would say as well. Okay. Here, CITR 11.9.
What I say. to try to walk across the lake. Of course it was winter, when all this was ice.
All right, how's it going, guys? Groove into this. What are we grooving to exactly?
Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono.
It's her disco hit.
Yeah, this is one of our favorite songs. Whenever we DJ Asia, it's always like, you gotta play this song.
it just gets everything started when this comes on.
It's kind of just like that has the best bass line, it has the best beat, it has the best vocal. Like, every element of it is awesome. So. Yeah. Walking on Phoenix. Yeah.
Where'd you pick this one? At? Can you remember?
Good question.
I have picked up multiple versions of this, though. At one point, we had, like, three.
Yeah.
Definitely had three. I gave them to my friends, though, because it's just such a great jam.
Yeah, most of the records, like I said earlier, we bought when we were traveling, like playing shows or going on tour or something.
Well, a good portion of these we got on tour from our last tour in Europe.
Yeah.
Just like at flea markets, street markets and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably buy not as many records when we're at home, but when you're on tour, you have all this cash on hand that you probably should be saving for when you get home to, like,
should be saving.
Pay your rent and stuff. But it's hard when you just have a bunch of cash and you're doing nothing all day and
you're
going
in Europe,
to record stores.
Yeah, you're just so wandering around.
Yeah, plus we're, like, going around to flea markets and there's just, like, a million French records that we've been looking for forever just sitting in a bin. They're like, oh, 1 euro, what? How is that possible?
Yeah, you know. They got French records in France.
Obviously.
So you guys are big in Europe. And how was that? Was that your first tour in Europe?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we're big in Europe.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say
I'd say there's more of an audience for the style of music we play in Europe as opposed to North America. Like, it's a more, like a tight scene. People who are super into, like, the style of electronic music, maybe you could say we play. But
yeah, people have been into that style of music for a long time.
Forever.
So there's definitely a built-in audience there that there is not here.
Yeah, and people were super nice and supportive. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. We went, we were touring with a band called Mode Modern, who are also from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So it was like double bill. And we just played a lot of really good nights and really good parties there. Yeah, it was so much different than North America. I think just, like I said, I think it's just the style of music we play is you know, it's more of a thing there. I think it's, like, way more, like, indie rock oriented in terms of live music for North America in general. There's exceptions, of course. But, so, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, we went for, like, a little over a month, played like 30 something shows, and they were pretty much all great. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we've got another thing lined up. We got about 10 minutes left, so probably can get in a couple more here.
Okay, we got some short songs.
Nice.
Yeah, this is a record that we got in...
I think we got that one in Nice.
Yeah, we got this in Nice in France. We took some days off there because we had a big hole in our touring schedule, so we went to the beach. Except it was winter
the entire time.
Yeah, but we did find a really weird record store that just had piles and piles and piles and piles of records that weren't organized in any real way.
It was definitely like a hoarder record store.
Yeah, so we spent a couple hours in there and got some great French records, including this one, which is Ellie and Jacno. They were like a French, like a new wave era band. They're another couple band.
Oh, jeez.
Didn't try to do this.
It's just, you know, you're drawn to what you're drawn to, I guess. And the song is called Je t'aime tant.
Alrighty. I
love you so, yeah. I think. Yeah. I think.
I don't know.
Well, we're supposed to be Canadians. We're supposed to know French, but we're going to pass.
We supposedly
and just
lived
go.
In Montreal for 2 years. Yeah.
All right, so this is Ellie and Jacob, or Ellie and...
Ellie A. Jacno.
Jacno, oh, okay.
Very French.
So that is an Americanized version of that. Okay, yeah. Well, here we go. Let's enjoy it. ¶¶
give it all. Good mother, give it all. Good mother, and each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. Give it all, do it better. Give it all, do it better. Give it all, do it better. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. Give it out, do it better. Give it out, do it better. Give it out, do it better. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. Give it out, do it better. Give it out, do it better. Give it out, do it better. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. Give it out, do it better. Give it out, do it better. Give it out, do it better. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer.
Je vivrai sans toi le temps des souvenirs, car je le vois venir déjà le temps des souvenirs. Toi tu seras parti, tu vivras ta vie, je serai seul après.
We're getting multicultural here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM. I've been joined by Cosmetics this hour. It's been very lovely. You guys have brought in a lot of good tunes for us. Lots of, you know, disco, weirdo disco, as you guys said earlier, and some. Yeah, we're now getting to French culture here, and it's been very nice.
Yeah, this is Francois Hardy, Le Temps de Souvenir. That's horrible.
Well, don't ask me to pronounce it.
Yeah. Anyway, this is an awesome Francois Hardy song, and just continuing our theme, we got like 15 Francois Hardy 7-inches in France. That was the thing I would look for at every store because it was pretty easy to find them, and usually they'd be pretty cheap.
And this is the first time we're listening to them.
Yeah, I mean we've heard these songs before, but we haven't listened to the physical 7-inches before. So yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no, thanks so much.
Giving
to you guys.
Us the opportunity.
It's been great. Goes by quick, but it's all right. You guys have anything else you want to say? Any weird comments? Any shout-outs?
Well, sorry we're late.
Yeah, sorry we're late.
It's not easy to get out to the edge of the peninsula here at UBC.
Yeah.
So.
No, thanks for having us on.
Yeah,
and I don't know when our next Vancouver show will be, or else I would say. But it'll probably be before the end of the year.
All right. That's awesome.
Hopefully.
You know, keep a lookout.
Yeah.
And where can we find your music?
If you go to our Tumblr, you can get links to all our other sites, which is just cosmetics.tumblr.com. And you can find links to like Bandcamp. And you can download all our music for free on Bandcamp at the moment.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Great. So just wrapping up here, Leo Ramirez's show coming up next. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Cosmetics for joining. We got one more song that we're going to play to fade out here. What is it?
It's called I Understand. It's by this guy, Regis. His real name's Carl O'Connor. It's a British guy, but he's made music under so many different names. And this is a collection of like his rare tracks that just came out on pretty much like a white label. So it doesn't give like the artist name or the alias that he used, but the song is called I Understand. And you can just, Regis, awesome. I guess.
Great. So, once again, thanks so much. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Leo Ramirez Show up next.